following ways. Notice published in the Courier News. Notice posted on the bulletin board of the municipal building. Notice made available to the township clerk. Notice sent to the Courier News and the Star Ledger. Would you please call the roll, Ms. Buckley?
Mayor Waller?
Present.
Councilwoman Cahill?
Here.
Ms. Corcoran?
Here.
Ms. Saunders?
Here.
Reverend Kenny?
He's here, I saw him.
I know, he's in the other room. Mr. Atkins?
Here.
Mr. Foster? Mr. Ahmed?
Basher, you're on mute. Thank you.
Yes, I'm here.
Madam Chair, thank you.
Here. Mr. Barlow, would you please read the open public meeting notice?
Certainly, Chairwoman. This meeting's been being held by way of the virtual platform in conformance with the DCA guidelines that were promulgated when COVID started, and it's appropriate for the meeting to go ahead in this virtual fashion, Madam Chair.
Thank you. We can recite the Pledge of Allegiance, please. The flag is over my right shoulder. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
We can salute the mayor's flag next, tie next time.
Yes, that's right.
Thank you, Mr. Barlow.
I like it.
Ms. Saunders, would you please swear in the professionals?
Yes, can they please raise your right hand? Do you swear that the testimony you're about to give will be the truth and nothing but the truth?
Yes, I do.
Thank you.
Mr. Barlow, are there any changes to tonight's agenda?
Assuming everyone has the agenda that Ms. Buckley sent out on June 12th, it's dated in upper right-hand corner, 6/12/23. There are no changes to that agenda.
Okay.
Should have 15 items numbered on it.
Okay, would you tell me what the 15th item was? Apparently, I don't have.
Oh, 15 is just the adjournment. It's 1 through 15. That's what okay. I meant.
Well, it'll come up.
Okay.
May I have a motion to pay the duly audited bills?
Madam Chairman, I make a motion to pay the duly audited bills.
I'll second that.
Thank you. Roll call, please.
Mayor Waller? Councilwoman Cahill?
Yes.
Ms. Corcoran?
Yes.
Ms. Saunders?
Yes.
Reverend Kenny?
Yes.
We gotta get him on. Mr. Atkins?
Yes.
Mr. Ahmed?
Yes.
And Madam Chair?
Yes. Item number 8. Adoption of resolution to memorialize action taken on May the 10th, 2023.
Madam Chairman, Carol Saunders, I'd like to memorialize application 23PV07/08VAA Diner LLC preliminary and final site plan with bulk variants.
Is there a second? Is there a motion?
Go ahead, Corcoran, I'll second.
Thank you. Roll call.
Mayor Waller?
Yes.
Councilwoman Cahill?
Yes.
Ms. Corcoran?
Yes.
Ms. Saunders?
Yes.
Mr. Atkins?
Yes.
Mr. Ahmed?
Yes.
And Madam Chair?
Yes.
Madam Chairman, I'd like to memorialize application 22PB-27/28V KV Capital Ventures LLC for minor subdivision and bulk variance.
Is there a second?
Second.
Roll call, please.
Mayor Waller?
Yes.
Councilwoman Cahill?
Yes.
Ms. Corcoran?
Yes.
Ms. Saunders?
Yes.
Mr. Atkins?
Yes.
Mr. Ahmed?
Yes.
Madam Chair?
Yes.
Madam Chairman, I'd like to memorialize application 23PV-03/04V. Manuel Agula and Marion Valentine, minor subdivision and bulk variants.
I will second that.
Roll call, please.
Mayor Waller?
Yes.
Councilwoman Cahill?
Yes.
Ms. Corcoran?
Yes.
Ms. Saunders?
Yes.
Reverend Kenny?
Yes.
Thank you. Mr. Adkins?
Yes.
Mr. Ahmed?
Yes.
And Madam Chair?
Yes. Item number 9, adoption of the minutes from the regular meeting of May 10th, 2023.
Madam Chairman, I'd like to memorialize the adoption of the minutes from the regular meeting of May 10th, 2023.
Do I have a second?
Mr. Adkins, I'll second.
Thank you. Roll call.
Mayor Waller?
Yes.
Councilwoman Cahill?
Yes.
Ms. Corcoran?
Yes.
Ms. Saunders?
Yes.
Reverend Kenny?
Yes.
Mr. Adkins?
Yes.
Mr. Ahmed?
Yes.
And Madam Chair?
Yes. Is item 10 the discussion for 10 Normandy Drive? Okay. Item number 10, discussion redevelopment plan for block 3702, lot 1.02, also known as 10 Normandy Drive. Property is located on the map, page 37 on the Piscataway Township tax map.
I believe Mr. Clarkin is here for that presentation, Madam
Chair. Mr. Clarkin, how are you tonight?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
I'm good.
Thank you, members of the board, for having me. So I'll be presenting on 10 Normandy Drive tonight. I'm going to share my screen of my report so you can all follow along. All right, so I am on the introduction page. So, so this is block 3702, lot 102. We actually did the study back in November of 2022. To refresh your memory, before I go to the map, I just want to do a plan overview real quick. So on the next page, page 3, is the plan overview where we're looking to propose light industrial warehousing as a permitted use within the designated area of redevelopment. And this is really consistent with the current zoning of the LI5 light industrial zone. It will fit right in because just to the west, there are other light industrial uses of warehousing. And also in the surrounding area, I believe to the north, there's also heavy industry. So I think this will fit in with the physical and structural nature of the redevelopment area as it's imagined. But if you go to, of course, something's in my way, hang on. Yeah, if you go to the map, at the end, or the aerial at the end, we can see the entire property in its totality. So it's pretty irregular shaped lot. It's 35 acres in size. It's quite large. So you have this big area to the west, which is like the main area. And then there's also this little like kind of tail that goes almost towards along Hancock Road. So just to orient yourselves, Normandy is going across the north from west to east. Off the map to the west is the intersection with Bakeland. And then Normandy actually terminates over here. And then you also have Hancock Road, which connects to the rest of the neighborhood to the southeast. As you can see, it's vacant. I'm not sure if you remember from the study when I presented it last year, but it's been vacant for close to 30 years. It's a former Union Carbide site for a phenol plant, which I believe stopped operating sometime in like the mid 1980s, late 1980s, and has been in remediation since. So it's been a brownfield for quite a long time. So it's really prime for redevelopment. And speaking of which, I think I'm gonna go to the plan goals and objectives on page 5. So what we're looking to do is encourage redevelopment here because it's been a brownfield. You couldn't redevelop it for a long time, but now that the remediation has been completed, we are in a position to redevelop it so that we can get more appropriate land uses within the township in this area and better tax ratables than it currently is. And then we're gonna, you know, one of the main objectives of always the plan is to include land use requirements so that it's properly redeveloped to change it from underutilized to productive. So we're going to use best practices of planning and engineering to accomplish that. And we're hopeful that at the end of this, that we'll be providing modern industrial warehousing facilities in the redevelopment area. So if we scroll down a little bit, still on the bottom of page 5, we'll see the principal permitted uses that we're looking to have here. So as I mentioned, it's warehouse, but we're also including receiving, shipping, and distribution of products and materials, light manufacturing, and assembly. The idea here is that all of those uses would occur in one large principal building. And you'll notice there's a little asterisk there that says the principal building can contain more than one principal use, provided that it has at least 50,000 square feet. And the reason for that is we don't want a bunch of 2,000 square foot light assemblies all running in the same building. You know, we really want one tenant who just happens to be doing all these different things under one roof. Moving on to the next page, you'll see the permitted accessory uses, which is pretty standard. You know, your off-street parking and loading for a warehouse. You can have offices within the principal structure, guardhouses, generator signs, gates, solar energy systems. And then prohibited uses are pretty standard. Anything that's not expressly permitted in this plan is prohibited. And then storage and warehousing of hazardous or dangerous materials is not allowed, as well as outdoor storage materials or products. Further down on page 6, you'll see the redevelopment area bulk requirements. So minimum lot area, 200,000 square feet, that's easily achievable since it's a 35-acre lot. You know, we have pretty good front and rear side yard setbacks of 80 feet and 50 feet so that we're set back appropriately. The principal structure cannot be higher than 55 feet, which is, I believe, consistent with other warehouses in the area. Impervious coverage, 70%, and then the building coverage can only be 40% of the lot. And then you'll see a couple more on off-street parking. Really, these setbacks are to make sure there's enough setback from the lot line to the closest parking or loading area. So let's see, if we scroll down, right, there are a couple of additional requirements that we put in here. Mainly, we just want to make sure that there's no improper storage of trailers in a trailer storage area. They can only be in the delineated spaces. So you'll probably see it during a site plan, but you've probably seen many warehouse applications before where you have the loading areas where it's connected to the building, but then they also have parking for tractor trailers. So we just want to make sure that there's nothing beyond that that's like crowding the site. And then, this is off-street parking and trailer storage areas not being close to the property lines to make sure we have buffer from nearby uses. So that includes loading and unloading activities being 100 feet from the side or rear property line. And then the last three are really just because it's such an irregular shaped lot that we had to define what is the front yard, what is the rear, what is the side. Let's see here. Right, parking. So this is pretty standard for past redevelopment plans we've done for warehouses, one space per 3,000 square feet of gross floor area. We do also want to include the other uses to make sure we capture the appropriate amount of parking for those uses. But I'm confident that this will be a well-balanced parking, or not well-balanced, but well-balanced and more than enough of parking for vehicles. And then the loading space requirements, it's a minimum of 35 spaces and a max of 45. And then trailer parking shall be a minimum of 30 and a max of 60. As we think that'll be a good balance for the developable footprint of the site. I guess before I move on, feel free to stop me if you have any questions and I can pause for a moment. But moving on, we just have our standard signage, lighting, landscaping. The only thing I want to point out on the landscaping is that we did call out that we want berms and a dense mixture of trees and evergreens, especially on the east side where there are homes on Hancock Road. There is a good distance, but we still want to provide enough buffer to make sure that they're properly screened. Let's see. Oh, right. The environmental assessment. So there are existing wetlands on the property that the developer will have to comply with the NJDEP on, but it by no means covers a majority of the site. It's really just two sections. so that there is plenty of acreage that is developable. And then finally, I just want to touch on the, I mentioned already that it's consistent with your master plan and your zoning ordinance, particularly since the use that we're proposing is already allowed in the LI5 zone. So I don't see any issues with consistency or, just not being consistent. So with that, those are the main points of the plan. The wetlands I mentioned earlier, I think are concentrated mostly in this area, which may not be developable anyway. I think they would be concentrating on this section here. But I'm happy to take any questions you may have.
Are there any questions from the board regarding this redevelopment plan?
If I may, Madam Chair, it's Mayor Waller. For Mr. Clark, and then this little history with the property, I remember as a kid, it was the phenol plant as a petrochemical site. Obviously, nobody wants a petrochemical site in their neighborhood. And as a consequence, back in the early 90s, there was an application to turn this site into a train tank car cleaning facility because there's railroad tracks right that run the site. Obviously, what's being proposed here for the redevelopment is a heck of a lot better than what was proposed in the 90s, so to speak, or a phenol plant, obviously. So this is actually a step in the right direction, quite frankly, for a heavy manufacturing site.
Absolutely.
Madam Chair, it's Councilwoman Cahill, if I may ask a few questions.
Go ahead.
So Mr. Clarkin, what were the zone requirements prior to the permitted uses for the suggested redevelopment? Was it the same as what we see in the paperwork?
Sure. So yeah, if you want a good comparison, page 4 goes over the current LI5 uses and bulk standards. Mm-hmm. So there's a lot more permitted uses in your LI5 zone, but the one where it matches is the industrial uses of a type not having or involving nuisance generating character. And I think, yeah, 5th bullet down, you'll see warehousing, receiving or shipping right. of products and materials. So that's where the match is.
Okay. And so the zone requirement that we see here on page 4 is what it was prior to this?
Correct. So even today, because, you know, once council adopts this, then it will supersede what's in the zone today.
Okay. But what I'm just asking is what's in the zone today in terms of how many feet from, you know, where we have our side yard setback, our year, I wanna know what the change is.
Okay, sure. All right, so I might scroll back and forth a little bit. So 215,000 square feet for minimum lot area, I think it's changing to, 200. The 300 feet and the 300 feet for width and depth are staying the same. Front yard of, actually, these might all be the same. 850-50, hang on.
Yeah, it looks, it's the same.
Yeah, it's pretty similar.
What is the difference between the accessory building and the main structure itself? Because it's weird. It's got the principal building 80 feet, and I should know what an accessory building is, but how is it that an accessory building would require, I guess that's from the front yard. Okay, mm-hmm. Never mind.
Yeah, and also you just want to make sure if there is an accessory building in the zone that, you know, it's just not too close to the next lot.
Right, exactly. Yeah. All right. And okay, so it's 50 feet to the nearest property line. On the rear yard and side yard setbacks.
Correct.
That's okay. And that remains the same as what it was.
Correct.
Okay. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. No problem.
Are there any other questions from the members of the board? Hearing no answers, Ms. Buckley, I'm going to open it to the public. for any questioning. Is there anyone in the public who would like to ask questions of this witness? Would you please signify by raising your hand on your on the screen?
No one, Chairwoman.
Thank you. Closed to the public. If there are no more questions, board members, what is your pleasure?
Jim, you want, I'm sure.
Yeah, I was just searching for it. I found it.
Shall we propose a motion to accept this redevelopment plan?
Madam Chair, Dawn Corcoran, I'll make the recommendation that we adopt the redevelopment plan and pass it on to the Township Council.
Is there a second?
Madam Chair, Reverend Kenny.
Second, it's been seconded by Reverend Kenny, I believe, correct?
That's correct.
I didn't hear. Okay. Ms. Buckley, roll call, please.
Mayor Waller?
Yes.
Councilwoman Cahill?
Yes.
Ms. Corcoran?
Yes.
Ms. Saunders?
Yes.
Reverend Kenny?
Yes.
Mr. Atkins?
Yes.
Mr. Ahmed?
Yes.
Madam Chair?
Yes. Okay. Item number 11.
Madam Chairwoman, please, can the record show Mike Foster is with us? He's on the call. He's with us. So he can vote on the next one.
The record is so reflective. Madam
Chair, I believe Ms. Saunders may have a resolution that the board can adopt this evening.
Okay, you want to do that now?
Yes, okay. Sending the recommendation to the council so they can act on it at their next meeting.
Okay.
I think you're muted, Ms. Saunders.
Ms. Saunders, do you have a resolution?
1 second, I was trying to see if it's in my email.
All the resolutions were sent to you in one shot.
Okay, I'm just looking.
Jeanette.
Okay, I got the one for the revised agenda.
Jeanette.
Laura, but I only see two.
All the resolutions were sent the other day. They went in a separate email. Nothing from today.
Okay, let me just search.
Yeah, you just have to adopt the resolution for 10 Normandy.
Okay, Madam Chairman, I'd like to adopt the resolution for the redevelopment plan. Can you hear me?
Yes.
For the redevelopment plan for 10 Normandy Drive.
Do I have a second?
Mr. Atkins, I'll second.
Thank you. Roll call.
Mayor Waller?
Yes.
Councilwoman Cahill?
Yes.
Ms. Corcoran?
Yes.
Ms. Saunders?
Yes.
Reverend Kenny?
Yes.
Mr. Atkins?
Yes.
Mr. Ahmed?
Yes.
And Madam Chair?
Yes. The next item is up for discussion is redevelopment plan for block 5301, lot 1404, also known as 1551 South Washington Avenue.
The Clark in part two.
Okay.
All right, let's rock and roll. Okay, so this is 1551 South Washington Avenue, known as block 5301, lot 14.04. I always remember this as the Paychex building growing up, as that's what it said on the side of the building when I drove by on 287. Mm-hmm. But for plan overview, we are also proposing light industrial warehousing with smaller ancillary uses within the main warehouse as the permitted use in this redevelopment area. Just like the last one, this is also in your current light industrial LI5 zone designation. So light industrial uses are close by on South Washington Avenue, I believe to the north and to the west. So I believe it's consistent with your zoning and your master plan. I'm gonna skip to the map at the, I think it's figure one in my report. So this is the block in question. You can see the building. It's a little irregularly shaped building, but it is a five-story office building. And if you remember from the study, I was able to show that it was significantly vacant for over 2 years, as well as some other issues. So that was the reason we found it in need of redevelopment. But here you can see to the west and the north, the other light industrial uses. There is an existing residential neighborhood to the east. And then I-287 is the southern boundary of the property. I believe it's just over 10 acres in size. You know, it's really just the building itself and then surrounded by parking and circulation. So that's still what exists today. But the goals for this redevelopment plan are pretty similar from my last presentation in that, you know, we're trying to turn around a pretty significantly vacant office building into something that is more productive and more appropriate land uses and can increase tax ratables in the township. And as always, we're going to use or put land use requirements in this plan so that we can effectuate that redevelopment of an underutilized parcel and, you know, provide modern warehousing facilities in your township. So at the bottom of page 5, you'll see the land use plan for this redevelopment plan. And first, we'll start with the principal permitted uses. So it's a little bit different than the last one, but it's still striving for the same thing. So we have what we're calling collectively a warehouse, which is warehouse storage, logistics, and distribution, where we want one principal structure as the principal use on the lot. Light assembly is allowed in there. And then we added wireless communication facilities and equipment because I believe there are existing cellular equipment on the roof. And the redeveloper would like to continue that use. So we did include it. Pardon me. The permitted accessory uses are similar to the last off-street parking and loading. We did include offices as an accessory use within the structure, but we put not to exceed 30,000 square feet because this will be a smaller building just because by virtue of a smaller lot. And we just wanted to make sure that the office space wasn't dominated, A, because that was the past use and it hasn't worked out so well, but also B, you know, parking usually, at least personal vehicle parking, is more intense from an office perspective rather than a warehouse. And then you have guard houses, signs, generators, the typical, and then the same prohibited uses. Nothing dangerous or hazardous. Anything not permitted herein is not allowed to be built, and then no outdoor storage of materials. So yeah, actually, if we look at the bulk standards, they're pretty similar to the one I did last time. Same minimum lot area. The lot width and depth work perfect for this size lot. And then, you know, definitely for the front yard, 80 feet, because that would be fronting South Washington Avenue. Since there's an exit ramp, we wanted to make sure there's enough space there. And then the rear and side yards, we wanted 50 feet at least to make sure there's enough buffer between the other uses nearby. This also can be no higher than 55 feet, but the impervious coverage will be higher. It's 80% just due to the smaller lot size of 10 acres versus 35 from the last presentation. We also have minimum parking and loading setbacks as well so that the loading and the parking are not right on the lot line. There are a couple unique provisions in here that I want to make sure I capture. And this is the first one right here. If you scroll to page 8, section 4, circulation, that second paragraph there is noting something unique in that we are requiring 5 foot wide sidewalks that be installed on South Washington Avenue. But it turns out that NJDOT has jurisdiction of this part of the avenue, and it's within the redevelopment area. And so the redeveloper is committing to completing the sidewalk improvements. But what we're trying to make clear here is that they have to be independent of the standard resolution compliance because the process to go through NJDOT approval is just much longer and it's going to take a while. So they won't be able to build the sidewalks right away along with redevelopment. So short story is the redevelopment, the new warehouse structure will come first and then the sidewalks probably later once they get NJDOT approval. So that's really what the second-
Madam Chair, if I may, sure. I interrupt-
Yes, you may, Mayor. You may proceed.
A lot of this has to do with us, meaning the town, trying to build out the sidewalk network on South Washington Avenue. For most people that know that we did this section by the shopping center, Now we moved up to one of the 287 ramps, and this is going to be another piece of the puzzle to eventually connect everything up from Mettler's Lane up to Snelton Road on South Washington Avenue.
Thank you
okay.
for that context. Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah, so that is a commitment by the redeveloper. So moving on to parking. These are different standards than the last, mostly because the square footage of the building that can fit within the bulk standards is going to be smaller. But we still want to make sure it's adequately parked. So it's one space per 1,500 square feet of gross floor area. And this captures the warehouse and light assembly uses as well as the ancillary uses. And then office will have one space per 500 square feet, which is more intense. I put wireless communications here as zero because it's only monitored once per month, so it doesn't really need its own parking standard, but because it's a permitted use, I at least wanted to put it in there. Under utilities, there are two provisions that are unique to this. I believe there is something called an ERCEs, which is an in-building two-way emergency radio communication enhancement system. So it is a requirement to reinstall that system in the new structure. I believe the township use police and fire use that system.
Yes, it just says way background. That is for large buildings. Now, that's a new state reg. That'll be required on the 10 Normandy also, as well as this site. So if a first responder goes into a very large building, that they have a repeater system that'll get the signal out of the building to the communications tower throughout the town.
Very good.
Mm-hmm.
And then the next one I wanted to touch on is, as I mentioned, there are existing wireless communication cellular equipment on the roof. So we are allowing them a temporary tower and equipment to maintain the coverage while the redevelopment happens. But it's not to exceed 80 feet in height. It will be removed from the property promptly. We put earlier of either 4 months or 30 days from the CO. You know, resolution compliance and as well as the township officials will make sure that is complied with. And then the remainder, you know, are general design provisions that we're pretty used to. Obviously take care of solid waste. We have the signage, lighting, landscaping, making sure there's buffers and enough landscaping to, you know, screen nearby uses. And, there was discussions on the color scheme for the principal use. And basically this provision here at the top of page 11 is making sure that, whatever they propose is, what they are proposing is actually shown in figure two. And you can see it yourself. And I believe this has been agreed upon previously. So this this is just capturing that fact in there. And as I said, it's consistent with your master plan, your current zoning. So I don't think we have any issues there. And I think that's it. Those are the main tenets of the redevelopment plan. So I can take any questions.
Any questions from the members of the board? Go ahead, Reverend Kenny. You have to speak up so we can hear you.
You still can't hear me?
Okay, it's better.
Okay, it's better. Question to Mr. Clarkin. In regards to that building, does that have to be a complete tear down? If a developer comes in wants that building, can this building be refurbished as it is?
I don't believe so, just by virtue of the permitted uses. Office is allowed, but it's only 30,000 square feet. And so it would require the developer to tear down the existing building.
Okay, because I brought this into the Bishop. I've been looking at this building for quite some time as a provisions for a school and or learning center and a daycare center and a worship center. I know we're trying to get more taxes out of this, but there will be other entities added to this building. Is that possible for usage for a developer?
The ones that you just listed are not listed in the permitted uses, no.
It's not going to be allowed.
Correct. So I'm going to go back to page 5, bottom of page 5. These three are the only permitted uses. So a school, daycare center would not be permitted.
Okay, thank you. That answers my question. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Any other questions from the board? Hearing no response, I'm going to open it up to the public now. If anyone in the public would like to ask the question of this witness on this application, please give us a wave on your screen to let us know that you have a question. Ms. Buckley, do you see any responses from the public?
No, no one, Chairwoman.
Thank you. Close to the public. Okay, Mr. Larkin has finished his report. If there's no other questions for him at this time, I will receive a motion.
Madam Chair, Dawn Corcoran, I'd like to make a recommendation of the adoption of the redevelopment plan to the Township Council.
Do I have a second?
I second it, Mike Foster.
Thank you. Roll call, please.
Mayor Waller?
Yes.
Councilwoman Cahill?
Yes.
Ms. Corcoran?
Yes.
Ms. Saunders? Reverend Kenny?
Yes.
Mr. Atkins?
Yes.
Mr. Foster?
Yes.
Mr. Ahmed?
Yes.
And Madam Chair?
Yes. Okay, I believe we have a resolution prepared. You have that, Ms. Saunders?
Okay. Madam Chairman, I'd like to memorialize the resolution for 1551 South Washington Avenue for redevelopment plan.
Do I hear a second?
I second it.
Roll call, please.
Mayor Waller?
Yes.
Councilwoman Cahill?
Yes.
Ms. Corcoran?
Yes.
Ms. Saunders?
Yes.
Reverend Kenny?
Yes.
Mr. Atkins?
Yes.
Mr. Foster?
Yes.
Mr. Ahmed?
Yes.
And Madam Chair?
Yes. Okay.
All right, have a good evening. Thank you.
Thank you, you too. Don't we have another discussion? Is that Mr. Clarkin?
No, Madam Chair, number 12 is a discussion to appoint a planner in this case, Mr. Clarkin. Based on discussions with the township, it's been requested that the planning board undertake a preliminary investigation to determine whether the multiple blocks listed are an area in need of redevelopment. So if that's something the planning board would like to take up, there would need to be a resolution retaining Mr. Clarkin's Foresight Planning LLC to conduct that study.
Mr. Barlow, if I may, this is the site next to our fire training center on Clawson Street.
Thank you.
Okay. Do I have a motion to appoint Mr. Clarkin?
I'll make that motion, Madam Chair.
Do I have a second?
Second.
Thank you. Roll call, please.
Mayor Waller?
Yes.
Councilwoman Cahill?
Yes.
Ms. Corcoran?
Yes.
Ms. Saunders?
Yes.
Reverend Kenny?
Yes.
Mr. Atkins?
Yes.
Mr. Foster?
Yes.
Mr. Ahmed?
Yes.
Madam Chair?
Yes.
And again, we have a resolution prepared for that also, Madam Chair.
Okay. Ms. Saunders?
Madam Chairman, I'd like to memorialize to appoint a planner to prepare an area in need of redevelopment. Mr. Clarkin.
Do I have a second?
I second it.
Roll call, please.
Mayor Waller?
Yes.
Councilwoman Cahill?
Yes.
Ms. Corcoran? Yes.
Yes.
Ms. Wander?
Yes.
Reverend Kenny?
Yes.
Mr. Atkins?
Yes.
Mr. Foster?
Yes.
Mr. Ahmed?
Yes.
And Madam Chair?
Yes. I have a request. Discussion for a request for a 90-day extension of time on 22PB4/04 V as in Victor and 22PB18V.
Madam Chair, that's been amended to be a 180-day extension. Bob Smith's office, who represents the applicant, the Benner HP, they had some difficulty getting the approval from the Middlesex County Planning Board. They were shifting to an electronic system, so the approval did not get to the township within the time required by the initial resolution. And based on my discussions with Mr. Arch, the original 90 days he was seeking would have passed last month, so that didn't seem to make sense. So we went back and recalculated it, and we believe it's appropriate for a 180-day extension to allow them to perfect the subdivision and the resolution.
Okay, well, can I have a motion to extend the time that's requested to 180 days in this matter?
Madam Chair, Reverend Kenny, I'll make that motion that we extend it to 180 days. The county looks very slow on this, but I make a recommendation that we give them a 180-day extension.
Okay, do we have a second?
Carol Saunders, second.
Thank you. Roll call, please.
Mayor Waller?
Yes.
Councilwoman Cahill?
Yes.
Ms. Corcoran?
Yes.
Saunders?
Yes.
Reverend Kenny?
Yes.
Mr. Atkins?
Yes.
Mr. Foster?
Yes.
Mr. Ahmed?
Yes.
And Madam Chair?
Yes.
Again, we have a resolution.
Likewise, we have a resolution to extend the time to perfect the minor subdivision. Ms. Saunders?
Madam Chair, I'd like to memorialize the resolution for the 180-day extension for application 22PB-04/04V and 22PB-18B.
Minor amendment, it was 04 and 05B for the record.
Okay.
Do I have a second?
I second it.
Roll call.
Mayor Waller?
Yes.
Councilwoman Cahill?
I apologize. Are we still on the Victoria Ave?
Yes.
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 You gotta recuse yourself.
The next one I have to. Right?
Okay,
well, that is Benner. That's the resolution.
This is the Benner resolution.
Mm-hmm, that's 416 Victoria.
Extend time. Are you recusing yourself on that one?
No, on the next one, I think, unless I have to on this one.
Oh, it was the last one.
Right.
My apologies.
That's okay. Yes.
Same one. Yes. Ms. Okay.
finish the roll call, please, Ms. Buckley.
Ms. Corcoran?
Yes.
Ms. Saunders?
Yes.
Reverend Kenny?
Yes.
Mr. Atkins?
Yes.
Mr. Foster?
Yes.
Mr. Ahmed?
Yes.
Madam Chair?
Yes. Okay. I think there's another matter.
Yes, Madam Chair. The Yates matter, which came before the board last year with regards to a minor subdivision, the applicant appealed to the County of Middlesex, and Judge McCluskey had the matter on the action in lieu of prerogative writs. Based on that action, it was deemed advisable to remove certain of the conditions that were found in this particular matter to be within the county's purview. So at the court's direction, there's an amendment, an adoption of a resolution, just amending and removing three of the conditions that were set forth in the original resolution.
Okay, Ms. Saunders, are you prepared to present that resolution?
Madam Chair, I'd like to memorialize the resolution to amend the application 20PV-06 Nathan Yates, Block 11701, Lot 4.11, Zone R10.
Do I have a second?
Sir, I can second.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Roll call.
Mayor Waller.
Yes.
Ms. Corcoran.
Yes.
Ms. Saunders.
Yes.
Reverend Kenny.
Yes.
Mr. Atkins.
Yes.
Mr. Foster.
Yes.
Mr. Ahmed.
Yes.
And Madam Chair.
Yes. With that, I think we've completed our agenda.
Thank you.
A note that our next planning board meeting is July 12th, and our site plan meeting is June 28th. With that, everyone have a pleasant weekend.
We need a motion to adjourn.
Oh, I need a motion to adjourn. Sorry.
That's okay.
I really got ahead of myself.
Moving quick.
Do I have a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposers have the same privilege. Hearing no one objecting, we stand adjourned.
Everyone have a nice 4th.